You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Looking forward to this conversation. I don't know that we've had this gentleman on the show before, so I always love having a new guest to share some valuable information with us.
Well, I think this is a first-time guest, and it's always, you know, surprising to me that, you know, we haven't interviewed absolutely everyone yet.
But a dozen times after 6 years on this show.
Clearly, there's lots of other people that we still need to get to. So,
you know, important market leaders we need to talk to, so let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Peter Michelson. He is the CEO of Renewal Design Build. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Carol. It's great to be here with you both today.
Thank you. Well,
it's great to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, Peter, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into our conversation, Peter, our audience might not be familiar with Renewal Design Build. Give us the lowdown, please.
So Renewal Design Build is based in Decatur. We're a full-service design build firm focusing on residential properties. But historically, it's interesting. My family has been in construction since the late 1800s. My great-grandfather started a company in Boston in 1896. So construction has been in my family for, well, we're into our second century now. And now my brother and I both co-own Renewal Design Build Indicator.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, you know? That's cool. It's in the blood.
You hear about, you know, second generation or sometimes third generation, but you're, you know, centuries, what? You know?
We've been doing this for a while. Renewal, we started in 2001. And my family back in Boston was in the world of commercial construction.
Right.
So we actually bring the professionalism of commercial construction into what I often refer to as the Wild West of residential remodeling.
I like that.
Because the standards in our industry are not always what one might hope for. We're very proud to have developed systems and processes and standards and a level of ethics that I think exceeds anything else that people can find in the Atlanta market.
That's exceptional. Tell us a little bit about what kind of projects you have underway currently.
We as a company focus on both designing our projects and then building the projects. So we are turnkey companies. When a homeowner says, yeah, I've got my in-laws might be moving in, or my kitchen is too cramped, or I've got a baby on the way, or just the house feels outdated or just too small. We listen very, very carefully to what the problems are because really it begins with a listening exercise.
Right.
And then we also have to understand people's budget. Mm-hmm. We have to understand their aesthetics. We have to understand the house. We have to understand the neighborhood. We have to understand all these complexities. And together with all that information, we then put together a design. Mm-hmm. We design in 3D, which is really amazing.
Well, it's nice because people can really see it.
The great ideas of our design team are expressed through the 3D solutions. So you don't have to understand blueprints.
Right.
You don't have to understand drawings per se that are two-dimensional and imagine what they're going to be like. Our goal is to make them as realistic as possible. It's almost like virtual reality.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that people can tour their home inside and outside. So we then can balance what they want to achieve on the one hand, and again, their aesthetics and functionality and their budget. One of the reasons we're design build is because we can design towards a budget.
Right. That makes sense. Versus just designing pie in the sky that they can't ever afford.
We used to be build only.
Right.
And that was why. Because we'd be given these beautiful drawings from an architect that checked all the boxes that the client wanted, but it was double their budget. How does that help? That doesn't help.
No. And it's like you're saying, listening, because sometimes what they tell you they want and what you really realize that they want might not be exactly the same thing once you really dive into it.
Yeah, sometimes, Carol, you're right. They'll say, I need an addition. And we might say, well, let's look at the space you have now. And maybe if we can reconfigure their space, it might not be necessarily an addition. Maybe it's a new layout.
Right.
So we do whole house renovations. Mm-hmm. We do second story additions. We do rear additions. We do a lot of master suites. So anything that has to do with improving a home generally involves a lot of design work and a lot of expertise in the construction side. We handle all of that.
Something you said is very timely for me at this moment. I am helping mom and dad put their home on the market right now. They've lived there for almost 25 years, and it's an absolutely stunning property, but it's a little dated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can understand design where you're going to add an addition or add a second level or redo a master suite or update a kitchen or whatever. But if someone has a lovely home, it's got good bones, it's a well-built house, and it looks nice, but it's just was designed and built 25 years ago, there's different styles now. How did that process work? I mean, does someone come into it and say, I just want to make it look less dated, or do they have a specific idea in mind? That's an intriguing process.
One way you can think about that, Todd, is if someone says, I like red sports cars. Mm-hmm. So you, Carol, and I all have different pictures in our mind of what a red sports car is. So if we want to do a deep dive into their aesthetics about, I want to bring it up to date, or I like modern, or I like contemporary, mm-hmm. I like transitional. One of the things that we do is we ask people to create an inspiration page on house.com, mm-hmm. and they can share those images with us so that our design team understands when you say contemporary or when you say transitional, we understand what you mean. So that when we create our designs, we're not just guessing what they mean. We actually have a whole mm-hmm. source of data. We do a lot of due diligence on the front end, deep dive into who our clients are and what they're trying to achieve to make sure we get it right the first time. People's time is precious.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not just your time. It's their time also.
It's everyone's time. Yeah. We want to be really respectful of people's time.
And you hit on a key point there. I mean, if you say, imagine a red sports car, all three of us would have a different idea. Mm-hmm. So that's can cause a lot of issues if you don't really dive into that.
Absolutely. Yes. So digging deep is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peter, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington. And I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice Home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice Home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
All right. And we're back with Peter Michelson with Renewal Design Build.
So, Peter, we've talked a little bit about kind of what a typical project might be and how you approach design build. But what area of town do you typically work in?
So we're based in downtown Decatur, and we work in Avondale, Decatur. We go to Virginia Highlands, Morningside, up to Buckhead, Sandy Springs, Dunwoody. So the in-town neighborhoods, in-town, and up to the Sandy Springs, Dunwoody area.
Good to know.
Brookhaven.
Boy, I want your job. I want to go in and redesign some of these old homes in Virginia Highlands. How cool would
that be? We do a lot of work in Virginia Highlands and Morningside, and those are just some beautiful homes. And the home values there can support major transformation. So there's some very exciting projects happening there.
Yeah. Any particular exciting, intriguing current project or one that you just wrapped or about to do that's just so out of the ordinary that's worth sharing?
I was thinking about a project. A client bought a house in the old Fourth Ward, not far from what is now Pond City Market, about 12 years ago. And 12 years ago, he bought it for a song. It was a kind of a rundown house. Right. And he lived in it for a little while, had a rental for Georgia Tech students. He got remarried. He's an attorney. His wife is a HR professional. And now with what's happening with the Beltline and Pond City Market, they said, you know what? We're tired of commuting from way outside. And so they wanted to move back in town like so many people are. So this is a house from the 1920s. Mm. It had not been remodeled. It had been remuddled.
Remuddled?
Many times. Word. Isn't that a good word? And truly, I mean, this truly had been, I mean, it was just a hodgepodge. So you can imagine it was a rental for many years, had not been well maintained, and lots of Band-Aids. So we went in there, and the goal was to transform this house, which is only three blocks from Pond City Market.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine property now three blocks from the Beltline and the market and the parks and all that's happening there? It was a major transformation. We didn't add any square footage. For example, the kitchen was separated from the family room, dining room by a huge fireplace chimney. And the first thing I said to him, I said, you know, imagine if this fireplace wasn't here and that you can then have more of this open floor plan, because he didn't want the fireplace anyhow.
Right.
He said, no, we have to keep the old brick. So we pulled some of the old plaster off, and it was not a well-done brick fireplace. Yeah. So in part of our design process was, of course, you know, showing how the views would look from the front and the back. And when you first walk in the door and they say, oh my God, you guys have a great idea here. So it was a really neat project to be able to open that space up, shore up all the areas that had water damage and termite damage, and bring it up, as you were saying, Todd, about your parents' house, right? This house had not really been updated in a couple of decades. Now it lives as a modern house, still has old feel character, still feels like an old house, but lives as a modern house.
Kind of nice though that it hadn't been updated, and they didn't have that. I guess you kind of get that feeling of, oh, somebody spent this money on it and I should keep this, you know, new kitchen they did or this whatever they did. And since nothing had been touched, it was real easy for them to just let it all go and update it.
There wasn't anything that was really precious there.
Correct.
That is for sure.
That makes it a lot easier.
I don't know if you saw in the Atlanta My Home Improvement magazine, we were just awarded as Atlanta's favorite whole house renovation company.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that based on that home or based on
what? Based upon our book of work, all the types of projects that we've done, and it was voted on by people within Metro Atlanta. And that's exactly the kind of projects that we love to do, where we're going into a house and not always adding square footage, right? Sometimes you add square footage and then that front living room becomes an abandoned space. You've got a 2,000 square foot space. You just end up walking through and you're cleaning it and you're heating it and you're, but you're not using it. So it's not always about adding space. So these whole house renovations are about very thoughtful space planning. I'm very proud of that award because actually from a green perspective, it actually says you're preserving resources. You're thinking about what you already have and how to better reuse it.
Well, I commend you on the award and I agree with you. I love the idea of the smaller footprint on a home and to make use of what currently exists to me is the true art form there. Kind of like me and my wife, we look at a home, we would never think we could take out a fireplace. You think, well, that's part of the structure, right? I mean, so it's good to have a fresh set of ideas and say, oh, here's what's possible here. Mm-hmm. And that changes everything.
It does change everything, right? Yeah, it opens up people's minds. And that fresh perspective sometimes is exactly what homeowners need.
Yep, no
doubt. That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about popular trends. What do you see in finishes and what are you seeing in home design that you think is really going to come into forefront in 2018?
I think we're going to continue to see more and more development in smart home technology. Mm-hmm. That's only getting more interconnected. The refrigerators that are tied into on the web and tell you when you're short on milk and send the alert to your send the alert to your phone. But even if you look at how audiovisual is being used in the home and entertainment systems, security systems, alerts, HVAC systems with sensors that can actually help moderate. You don't have one room hot, one room cold, but they can all. So that's going to continue to develop. I think on the aesthetic side, we're seeing a lot of interest in natural wood. Mm-hmm. How can I feel and experience wood in my home? I don't want to necessarily have it covered up or hidden under paint, but I want to see the texture and feel the texture. So accents, wood accents are very popular. Sometimes beams, wooden beams. We did a project not that long ago where we took old beams from a factory and we milled the beams into new plank flooring. And that plank flooring, it was spectacular. The factory was over 100 years old, and then the wood itself had to have been about 300 years old. So we reclaimed the beams. So now you have this like 400-year-old wood as this beautiful, exposed, stained, wide plank floors in your house.
That sounds stunning. Awesome. Well, shoot, Peter, we could talk to you for 5 hours with all this cool stuff. Unfortunately, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have any questions and want to learn more about Renewal Design Build, where do they go?
We have a website, renewaldesignbuild.com, where we have hundreds and hundreds of photos of our projects and testimonials. You can see us on house.com. There's a lot on there as well. We're all over the press. We were ranked number 3 in the Atlanta Business Chronicle last year in remodeling. So we have a pretty big presence and we're very proud of the support that the city of Atlanta or Metro Atlanta has provided for us over the years.
Peter Michelson, the CEO of Renewal Design Build. Peter, great to have you. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you both very much. I appreciate my time with you.
Pleasure was indeed ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Peter Michelson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Carol and Todd signing off for the moment. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.